Harry Stinson welcomed us as a construction crew was busy remodeling a restaurant and lounge space.
So, guys, hit it.
Stinson, who paid $17 million to acquire the former Adams Mark Hotel, figures he may spend at least that to renovate the place over the next year or so, including an eventual expansion of its already gigantic ballroom space.
It's an enormous space, and if you take down the walls around the lobby of it, it will be larger than a convention center. So my plan down the road, a year or two, is to expand our current ballroom, which is, again, equivalent to the Buffalo Convention Center, double it in size and create that 150,000 square foot conference space that was talked about. But do it at our nickel and not on the taxpayer's nickel, and in 2 years as opposed to 10.
But he says his convention space would not be built to compete with a future downtown Buffalo Convention Center, but rather to complement it. He believes both spaces will be necessary. He's also bringing some designs by Frank Lloyd Wright to the Buffalo Grand. He's acquiring the interior of a Wright-designed home being demolished in the Midwest. And he's constructing something Wright-designed, but after his death, was never built.
On the front of the hotel over here, we're going to be adding another wing to it within the year of 2019, which is the Frank Lloyd Wright Wedding Chapel. We've secured the rights to unbuilt design of an actual freestanding wedding chapel from the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation. That will be constructed out here. It has a 70-foot copper spire on top of it.
Stinson attempted previously to redevelop the former Buffalo Central Terminal, but the keepers of the East Side landmark decided to move in a new direction last year. Stinson says he has not given up trying to acquire that space and hopes his hotel project proves to Buffalo he's capable and serious. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.